Yesterday my life was filled with rain. Sunday smiled at me and really eased the pain. Oh, the dark days are gone and the bright days are here. My sunny one child, so sincere. Oh, sunny one, so true.
Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And I was just sitting here listening to the lyrics. Bright days are here. And you know why? Because when you hear Sonny, you hear little Stevie, you know that Eldon Scott, Chief Kindness Officer with Sonny's Barbecue, is in the studio on Friday morning.
Happy Friday, Meg.
Happy Friday.
How are you doing today?
I'm good because it's Friday.
Friday. Get a couple days off.
It's going to be a beautiful weekend.
Beautiful weekend. A little lull before Blues Angels weekend.
Yes, rest up. I got a dust off all my Blue Angels t-shirts and hats and all that
stuff. Get
the
blue and yellow out and get ready to represent Pensacola out on Pensacola Beach next weekend.
Yes, sir.
It's going to be a good time. So excited to be here.
I'm glad you're here.
It's always Sonny's here in the studio on Fridays.
Absolutely.
And got a special guest with us today.
Please introduce your guest.
Miss Audrey Preston with West Florida Roller Derby technically today.
Yes. Hi.
Hey,
but
Aubrey.
She is also president of Subwest Rotary and also... Or is it past present? Still present?
Immediate past president.
Oh, okay. That's right. Y'all just, I was at Downtown Rotary and they had the turning over of the gavel. Wonderful Burger Battle host. So it's one of their big community events. And loved that event. Yep, for many years, previously with the Butcher Shop and now with Sonny's. And then also, what else?
I own Pensacola Parade.
Pensacola Parade people.
Oh, yeah, those guys.
The Mardi Gras store.
The Pensacola Mardi Gras store.
So. I love it. Well, there's so much to talk about this morning. Yeah. So right away, I do want to get out to, because some folks may be listening on their way into Pensacola right now. They're thinking, Sonny's Barbecue, what is that?
And tell us
a little bit about who y'all are, how long you've been here, and where your locations are.
If you don't know what Sonny's Barbecue is, welcome to the radio show, the Always Sonny show. And we've been serving slow smoke barbecue in the state of Florida since 1968, about almost 100 locations all over the Southeast. But we have four locally here in Pensacola, in the Pensacola area, the news radio listenership area, I like to say. We have our Page, Florida location store about a mile west of Avalon Boulevard on Highway 90 in front of the Lowe's Home Improvement store. We have our 9th Avenue location just south of Creighton Road, tucked right back behind the AutoZone there. If you know the firehouse there by the airport runway, we're kind of hidden, little back
behind
there.
I like it because there's shade and trees.
It is such a nice little location.
It's nice.
It is. It's quaint. I like to use the word quaint.
I like it.
when we had the snowpocalypse, 2 years ago,
yep.
It was so pristine back there. It was so nice. Just there, the white snow everywhere. It was amazing.
Wow.
And then, let's see, we have our Navy Boulevard location, just located a mile north of the Pensacola NAS main gate there, right across from the Walmart. So we got that location there. We do have banquet rooms at our 9th Avenue and our Navy Boulevard location, so we can host up to 40 at 9th Avenue and 75 there at Navy Boulevard. And then we have our Pine Forest location, which is technically on Shelley Road, right back behind the Cumberland Farms gas station. So just a little jog right off of Pine Forest there, just south of I-10. So the four locations here in the news radio area. We open every day at 10:45. So if you're craving some of that slow smoke barcue already.
Well, I always have by the time
just,
you leave.
Just over an hour to come and see us. So
every time it's sunny,
you can always be the first one in line. So nobody's going to run you out of the drive-through or chase you away from the front door. So if you want to come hang out for the next hour, they'd love to see you there at one of our locations. So,
and you've got some summer specials going on.
Yeah,
every season
we've got the
they come up with
menu.
Different special items.
Summer menu's hot and delicious. We have the cherry cola pork burn-ins. Those have been a big hit. People have really been enjoying those. Sounds like it would have been a good breakfast item.
Yeah.
This morning.
Thank you. I'm noticing I don't have any cobbler. I mean, it's a little dry
nothing.
In here.
I'm sorry. Well, we had it's a challenge sometimes in the morning, Meg.
It's okay.
We had Audrey is also a fellow ambassador with me at the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. And so we had our monthly ambassadors meeting, which is always a great time.
Oh, good. Nice.
So, and shout out to our friend, Mark Van Wagner. Hopefully I say his name right. He's the owner of Crumble Cookie.
So we got
to hear from him a little bit this morning, sharing some of his personal story.
Yeah. Very involved
amazing,
in the community.
Amazing story. So they're good people. So if you're out and about and see a little pink truck and need some sweet treats, check out Crumble for sure.
Yeah, just knock right on his window. He always has cookies on him.
Does he?
He's going to kill me for something.
It's like me. People think I always got barbecue in me, like I got a pork sandwich in my pocket or something. It's
good to know.
It just doesn't work like that.
No, it does not.
If you just join us, we're talking with Eldon Scott with Sonny's Barbecue, and Aubrey Preston is here. He's going to be telling us about the roller derby. But if you've got questions, 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk, and it's an expert panel, and our experts are in the house this morning.
Yeah.
So I wanted to talk with Aubrey, if it's okay, roller derby. So when I heard you were coming to talk about that, and I told her before we went on the air, I remember roller derby from, like, I'm going to date myself now, but from the 70s, and it was really popular on TV. And the women, it was kind of like the WWE. They would pull their hair, and they would knock each other. I mean, it was really physical.
Yes,
and
that is how it
is
used to
true?
Be.
Yeah. Yep. So then everybody, it was wild. And so it has changed, correct? I mean, I have this image in my mind of roller derby
it's
for women.
It's different now.
So tell us.
That was a version of roller derby that was very much more like WWE. It was scripted. It was, scripted. It was, entertainment, and it's still fun. It was super fun to watch. Very popular on television. Had tours that went over the whole country. The stars were truly famous stars. People wanted their autographs. So it was amazing. It died out in the 80s. And so in the late 90s, some girls in Texas restarted roller derby, but as a sport.
Right.
And so it's flat track roller derby is what we play. So there's no bank track. It's a little bit slower in speed because of that, but it is still a full contact sport. So we can't pull each other's hair. There are rules now, unlike before.
That's good. I feel better.
Referees.
But you can slam your entire body into somebody else. So it is still full contact, and it's fun to play. I loved it. I'm a larger woman, and I can send the little ones flying off the track, literally airborne, and it's super fun when that happens.
That's
the crowd
hilarious.
Goes, oh, and you're just like, yes.
I love it. So tell us about, we have a league here, so tell us about
that.
We do,
yes. West Florida Roller Derby is the name of the league. You can find us online and on Facebook and all the socials and stuff under West Florida Roller Derby. We play at Weber Skate World in Milton, so that's where we practice, that's where we play. We have a game usually about once a month. I think
what's the season for y'all?
So from about late March through September or October.
So I could come see you now?
You could, yes.
Okay, when can I come see you?
I think September is our next game.
Okay.
We have September and October. We have an away game in August.
Okay. Oh, that is so fun. I can't wait. Now, also, I just have to throw it out there that Brandi Winkleman, who comes on our show with Frisky Friday, she's executive director with A-Hope. She plays with you,
yes,
correct?
Yes.
She's one of the derbyers.
Her roller derby name is Just a Hot Mess.
Oh!
So we call her Justa.
Well, wait a minute. Back up. What is your roller derby name?
I'm Audrey Hepburn.
Ooh.
Clever.
I love it.
Marketing people always come up with the clever name.
Clever name. So you're here to talk about a specific event.
Yes. So we're a 501c3 organization, and we have a big fundraiser every year that is also a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's called the Pensacola Running of the Bulls. We hold it in downtown Pensacola.
Yes.
We partner with Seville Quarter. They're great supporters and sponsors of us. And so they help us put that on, help us with shutting down the street. And we have the after party in Phineas Fogs right there in Seville. It is about a 2K run.
Okay.
But it is not your average fun run. We give you some motivation to get up early on a Saturday in July and go out there and get your exercise in before you come, your booty in Phineas with us.
I think you need to explain what the bulls are.
Yeah, so unlike...
Because it's not...
Unlike the real bulls that run in Spain.
We wanted... I don't know what the liability insurance for doing a Pamplona in Pensacola would be. I don't think we
probably
could...
Probably high. I don't think DC Reads is signing off on that one.
Yeah, the permitting alone.
Palafox Street just got redone. It doesn't need a new...
Could you imagine?
We need to ask Beach Davis at the city, who's in charge of permitting. Please, sir, let us know what the cost of the insurance liability to run some bulls downtown Pensacola.
Instead of having live bulls, the roller derby girls dress up as bulls.
Oh.
We carry the fat bats like you would use in wiffle ball, the big fat ones, and we'll give you a little love tap on your behind to encourage you to hurry up and run
a little faster.
Oh, so you're on skates and everybody else is on tennis shoes.
Yep, that's how it goes.
Shoes. That sounds hilarious. Oh. How long have y'all been doing this? Because I know I've seen it before.
This is our 15th anniversary.
Really?
So it's the 15th annual running of the bulls.
Wow.
And we've been doing it a while. It's growing every year. We usually have 300-400 runners out
no
there,
kidding.
50-ish bulls. There was a costume contest for both participants and for bulls. And so you really, my favorite part is seeing how creative people get. It's the artistic work they put into making their horns and their costume. A lot of them have a theme. So
it's a good time. All right. Well, if you've sold me, so now how do I participate if I wanted to?
The easiest way is if you have Facebook to find Pensacola Running of the Bulls on Facebook. The link's right there. There's also PensacolaBullRun.itsyourrace.com.
Okay.
That's, you can sign
Say
up
that
on
again.
There. PensacolaBullRun.itsyourrace.com.
Okay.
I say go to the Facebook page because it's much easier so to search that than to try and put that huge URL.
This is
in.
A fundraiser for y'all. So what, cost, what does it cost to participate?
I believe it's $35 to run. You get a T-shirt. You get a a target to put on your backside. you get your
I'm
race
not
number.
Doing that.
Some swag.
I got to pick enough backside without putting a target on it.
Who knows? Maybe this year you might get a little Sonny's coupon for appetizer or dessert. Or
and
who
I
knows?
Think at the after party, we're maybe going to have some Sonny's food there.
Even better.
One of our other sponsors is AJ's Downtown. They're going to bring their ice cream out to the after party so you can run and then have some ice cream, some barbecue. We have Latin music and dancing. It's just a fun time.
Gosh, it sounds great.
Even along the route, we have stations, libation stations. Mm-hmm. So they'll have water
I got to ask a question. Why Latin music instead of Spanish music? Because, I mean, it is running the bulls, Spanish and Latin. It's not necessarily the same.
That's true.
Send me your playlist of Spanish music.
A little flamenco dance. Or flamingo. Not flamenco.
I think we're open to all music.
Correct. There you go. That's great. So we're talking with our friends from Sonny's Barbecue, of course. Eldon Scott is here. He's our chief kindness officer. And Aubrey Preston is here. And she is with, I want to make sure I get this right, it's the West Florida
Roller Derby.
And so this is now different from your grandma or your mom's roller derby. This is a real sport, and they compete for us and represent Pensacola. And so this is a fundraiser for them. And it's, what's the date?
It's July 25th, so it's the Saturday after the Blue Angels.
There
we have
you
Blue
go.
Angels next weekend. This is the next weekend, last Saturday in July.
Smart,
you got nothing to do.
Yeah.
I mean, all the fun stuff. Fourth has already happened.
Oh, there's a lot of stuff going on that day. Come on, Audrey. You know I got stuff on it.
Okay. Well, this is at 9 a.m., so you can be done by before noon and still get to all the
there
other
you go.
Events.
All right.
There
that's
you go.
The
about
first
that
thing to go to in the morning.
There you go.
Two other things going on. The Boatwright Foundation is putting on an event at Marcus Point Baptist Church. Marcus Luttrell, a Navy SEAL, is going to be there. They're going to have a great event. A lot of veteran folks are going to be out at that event. And then actually that Saturday night is the Santa Rosa Chamber of Commerce will be doing the casino night for them.
That's
going to be a busy Saturday.
So every Saturday.
Run with the bulls.
Run with the bulls. Go support our veterans and then
veterans,
come play some poker.
Take a nap.
Santa Rosa.
And then go take your nap.
I don't know. There's not any time for me to take a nap in there, Meg. I'm sorry. Not for me.
All right. Well, I have to ask because I'm intrigued. If someone's listening and they're thinking, how much fun would it be to, because they like to skate, roller skate maybe, did in the past. How do you become a member or how do you support it?
Yeah, just message us. I mean, message the Facebook page or email.
Are there auditions or is there, how does
no,
it?
No, we everyone is welcome. I didn't even know how to roller skate when I started.
Oh, no kidding.
We will teach you how to roller skate.
Okay.
If you know how to skate, you're kind of already, you know, you're advanced a little bit because you know the first 2 days worth of stuff.
So you can help train somebody to learn the techniques.
We do. We have a whole, we call them fresh skaters because they're new and we have a coach for them. They work on the skating skills they need to be able to play roller derby because it could be a little different than just going to your, you know, open skate night. Making sure you know how to fall and get back up appropriately. And then once we feel like you're stable enough on skates, then you start to train to learn how to play the sport.
Oh, my gosh. This is too much fun. So where do they go again to get to contact you?
Yeah, just westfloridarollerderby.org or West Florida Roller Derby on Facebook, Instagram. I don't know if we have a TikTok yet or not. But.
Okay, well, we'll just find you on social media for sure. I'm excited, but I know my knees, I couldn't handle it anymore.
I don't know.
But I could be a cheerleader.
We need cheerleaders.
Okay,
yes.
I could be a cheerleader.
I want a whole squad that like dresses the same and shows up to the games. That would be so. You could do a halftime show.
Okay. And back to Sonny's Barbecue.
Sponsored by Sonny's Barbecue. Halftime show.
So I backpedal real quick.
It's actually not a bad idea.
I know. I'm thinking that's not a bad idea.
Sounds like a what do they call it? A a napkin, not business idea.
You put it on a napkin and say, okay.
You could do Sonny's line dancing. Everybody could have the hats and the fringe shirts, just like Eldon.
Have Eldon leading it with his hat and his fringe.
I probably don't want that to happen.
Yeah.
I got two left feet.
But it'd be entertaining.
That's what I'm here for, Meg, your entertainment.
Absolutely. Well, if you just joined us, you're thinking, what is going on?
This is definitely not a normal show.
You're still in the right place. This is News Radio 92.3 Pep Talk. Our guest this morning, of course, hosting is Sonny's Barbecue with Eldon Scott, and his guest is Aubie Preston. We're talking about the West Florida Roller Derby, their big event, big fundraiser coming up. Not this Saturday, but the 25th. They're running with the Bulls. Yeah. So it's a lot of fun.
At Seville Quarter. Shout out to Jack and Buck. They're great. They do amazing. Always great hosts there at Seville Quarter. And one other little thing, on actually the July 22nd, we actually have the Crab Cake Cook-Off. And I think
this is
the 26th annual Crab Cake Cook-Off that we'll be having. Sonny's will have a team that'll be representing at that.
That's
Wednesday night.
Event.
You can get tickets to that still. Go to, I believe it's theartgateway.org. Or you just go to the Facebook page.
The Art Gateway.
Mm-hmm. is who it benefits. And so that's on Wednesday night. I believe doors for VIP are at 5:30, maybe 6. I can't remember exactly. But you can get all that information there. And so the team at ARC is getting all the preparations made.
We're going to have probably about
– it is a fun event. I didn't get to do it 2 years ago. Got to do it last year. It was a lot of fun.
We have teams from all different sources, Rotary Club.
It's going to be about 20
chefs,
different teams.
All kinds of,
about 20 different teams and cooking and
it's awesome.
Having all the fun. So, want to shout those two things out with, Seville Quarter and then again the Art Gateway. So,
well, I have to say that's one of the reasons why I love what you do. I think being the chief kindness officer has to be the best job in the world.
I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah, but you're also out and about and supporting the community. And I love the businesses that come on Pep Talk that do actively support our community. It's very important.
It is.
So kudos to you.
Makes the world go round.
Hats off to you, I guess, cowboy hats in this case.
Yes, that is accurate.
All right.
That is accurate. Well, I want to talk a couple more.
It's easy for you to say.
Yes, it was. It just flowed out.
Welcome to my
world. Didn't make any sense, but came out.
I've done it many times.
So I want to talk about something we got coming up. It is going to be on August 8th. So we're doing what we call a Sonny's Feast and Float. And we're going to be out at the Milton Blackwater River out there at the end of the creek out there at the end of the creek. We're going to be doing a little barbecue out there. So
how fun.
We got a couple folks from Sonny's Corporate coming out. We got a bunch of swag, kinds of cool
can
stuff.
Can anybody participate?
Anybody can go, it's open to the public. And
it'll be hot enough to be in the water.
Yeah, I mean,
that's
you're
going
to have to come, you're going to have to come down to the creek, down to the end where it ends there at Blackwater Forest, Blackwater Forest State Park. I'll get it correct.
You got it.
Yeah.
You got it.
Gerard's been great. Been working with him out there. He's the one of the park rangers and getting everything planned out with our PR team and marketing team from Sonny's Corporate. So it's been cool. So we're looking forward to that. It's going to be hot, but it's also going to be fun. I mean, if you're out there. Or
take the family.
Bring the family out. You want to go, cruise down the creek and then end a day with a feast with Sonny, so you can definitely check that out. And it's going to be August 8th.
Speaking of a feast, are we giving anything away today?
Oh, we do have a giveaway.
Yeah, we probably got to get to it. We're about to run out of time.
I see the time ticking.
Yes,
so, we got a $50 gift certificate for Sonny's Barbecue today. And let's do the 250th, Meg.
Okay, that'll work.
Oh, no, goodness. We don't have time. That was funny last week, though.
That was good. That was
let's go. The fifth person to text in feast.
Feast. Okay, that's feast. Easy enough. The fifth person to text in the word feast, and be sure to add your name to it and your email. And the number is 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. The word feast, your name, your email, and we'll get you a $50 gift certificate to Sonny's Barbecue.
Yeah. I actually got to meet one of our winners the other day. And,
oh, cool.
Let me see here. Scroll over to my text messages real quick. She sent me a message last night. I actually got to meet her. And her name was Miss Catherine. She said, I had the pleasure of meeting you last Friday at 9th Avenue location when I was picking up my family feast for four. It was excellent. Thank you. It was one of the best 4th of Julys I've had. Sincerely, Catherine Otley. So that was really cool.
That's awesome.
That was really cool. And so it's always fun when you get to see people. So that $50 gift certificate cover most of the cost of that family feast. And I just do $50 gift certificates now right now because I have a whole bunch that I printed off.
We get that family feast.
But that will cover the majority of your family feast. I think it's $54.99 right now, I believe is what it's priced at. But you're getting a whole chicken. You're getting pulled pork. You're getting brisket, turkey.
Nice.
You're getting three large sidekicks. You're getting your bread and a gallon of sweet tea. It is we say a feast for 4 to 6, but, you know, it is a meal for sure. So, but the winner today is going to get that $50 gift certificate for Sonny's Barbecue. And talk real quick about catering. We hadn't touched on that yet. We like to say we have three ways that we cater. So we do pickup catering. So whether you're having like a lunch and learn, you got a family event that you got going on that you want to make it easy and not have to worry about cooking and clean up, and we can do all your food in half pans or whole pans. Make it nice and easy to serve everybody, get everybody fed, and you can enjoy your company. And so we do pickup caterings. We do also do delivery. So it's a pretty nominal charge in our area for delivery because we do have the four stores here in the News Radio area. We can basically it's like a $25 delivery fee. So unless you're out in like Timbuktu, you know, shout out to my buddy Dave Merzen in Century, city administrator up there. Unless you're that, you know, that far away, we can get you covered on a delivery for about $25. So it's really a nominal fee to get your food delivered, you know, just to save you on time. Or if you're running the meeting, we're glad to help in that way. And then we also do set up and serve catering. So we have several catering teams in this area. And we do everything from setup to cleanup. Yesterday, we had the opportunity to cater breakfast again for the city of Pensacola. They had their leadership training. And so my buddy Amy Workman, who's the HR honcho up there. And so we love working with them at the city of Pensacola. And always great to see, you know, the leadership from the police department, fire department, and parks and recs, and all the different departments that help run this city. And make everything work so well. And so if you need breakfast catering or regular barbecue catering, we'd love to help you. We do a lot of weddings and different types of corporate events. So just reach out to us. My personal cell phone, 850-418-3331, and be glad to take care of you.
Okay, I think we have a winner.
Yeah, we got a winner. Winner barbecue dinner.
Yes, sir. Okay, our winner is Gerald. Gerald, and his email is Gerald Spink. So I don't know if that's his real full name.
We'll give
name.
The whole thing on the
yeah, on the, but he got yeah. it right. He texted in feast and congratulations.
There
what
we
has
go.
He won?
Yeah, he won a $50 gift certificate, Gerald, and come see us at Sonny's Barbecue. Again, we have those four locations here in the local area, and we'd love to serve you and see you real soon.
And thanks to everybody. We had a lot of folks texting in and wanted some hunts at Feast. So you can still go by and download the app.
Yeah, download the app. Make sure you get all your rewards points and take advantage of all the free barbecue that you can possibly get. You can visit us at sunnysbbq.com to get all the information. You can go to your Google Play Store or Apple iPhone Store. Download the app. Get those reward points. Get all those best deals that we're always pushing out. See the clock ticking. Man,
yes,
I feel like
I
always feel the pressure.
Show.
Thank you for coming on, Audrey.
Thanks for having me.
Definitely check that out on Facebook, the West Florida Roller Derby, and then the Running of the Bulls is going to be happening at Seville Quarter. Come see us at the Art Gateway Crab Cake Cook-Off, July 22nd.
There you go. Hope you had your calendars out. But if you haven't, you can always re-listen to this broadcast on our podcast page.
There you go.
And
good
Gerald,
plug.
I'll be sending you a text telling you how to pick up your gift certificate.
All right.
This is Pep Talk with Sonny's Barbecue. Thank you both.
Y'all have
Eldon
a great
and
week.
Aubrey. Here we go. Have a great weekend.